And this song goes out to Rosie and Jennifer.
Mike, that's more like it.
Mike Reese with his career marriage counseling. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we were discussing before the break just how good Jennifer and I have been for each other over the 38 years we've been married.
So what have I done for you, honey?
Oh, you've made me much wiser, I'll tell you that. Much more open-minded. I will confess to that for sure, for sure. Talking this morning about our newsletter that you can get by going to rosieonthehouse.com and subscribing. It'll come to you every Thursday. And it'll have the topics we're going to talk about on Saturday. So it can kind of give you an alert. Is this a topic you're particularly interested or engaged in? Maybe you need to tune in. You ought to tune in anyway every Saturday morning. If you miss the show, of course, we're always available by podcast, at least most of the time, right, Mike? Last couple of weeks, we've had like some technical pod difficulties.
Not our podcast, just a couple avenues, but you can still find it on Podbean and iTunes and that stuff, and you can always go to our website.
Okay, very good. Bueno. Okay. So, seven things to be thankful for, seven reasons to be thankful for you live in Arizona. Number one, a growing season that lasts almost year long. Number two, a great indoor-outdoor lifestyle. Number three, a housing market with lots of options. Lots of options. You want to live on a little bitty postage stamp lot in a big old three-story tall house with your upstairs bathroom window looking into your neighbor's upstairs bathroom window? You can do that. Or you want a little elbow room and a little dirt and a little place for the dogs? You can do that as well. And, of course, you've always got the options of above-the-rim living in the middle of the summer, because that is the one time that it is beneficial to be able to leave the desert floor if you have the lifestyle or the obligations that allow you to get and go. And I tell you what, if I can get and go, like from about middle of August to middle of September, that's really about the perfect, because by the middle of August, you're kind of thinking, is it ever going to cool off again? I'm about at my patience end here. And then you get back middle of September, and then generally, except for this year, you can kind of coast into Halloween and make it pretty easy. I tell you, I can take the hundreds and the 105s as long as it gets below 90 at night. It's when I get up in the morning, I take my cup of coffee and my newspaper on the back patio, and it's 94 at 5:30 in the morning. That's when I start getting a little antsy to find another place to hang out. Another great reason to live in Arizona is we are a crisis-free geography, right? Very few tornadoes, very few hurricanes, hardly ever have a tsunami, few earthquakes. We're going to have to get the Arizona Geological Survey back on and talk about those earthquake clusters that are occurring in the northwest and mid-east central part of Arizona. Get an update on how those are going.
No report of structural damage on any of those.
No. But they're recording hundreds of them now with equipment that we've never been able to detect them before. So, again, I think...
So they were always there, is what
you're saying. Could be. They very well could have been there forever. It's just interesting that it's on each end, basically, of the Mogollon Rim. The start and the finish of the Mogollon Rim.
That makes sense.
Both
That's
ends are kind of shaken.
And I think, how'd that cliff form? It had to have been something.
In my mind, if they keep shaking and everything slips away, the Matazel Mountains become Catalina Island. Payson becomes San Diego. Right?
I think
Can
we
you picture
a,
that?
I think we have a little time before that happens.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, we do have Eric on hold. Let's take that call. We're trying to reward
floods.
All the callers. Floods. We do have some
flash
surface floods.
You got to watch for.
With a little planning, those can be accounted for, though. So One more great reason to live in Arizona. We are generally a crisis-free geography. We're trying to reward those that make it in on the phone, 1-888-767-4348, by taking their call, getting them the answer they're looking for. We took care of Bill in Scottsdale. Let's take care of Eric in Whitman. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Super fantabulous.
What I've got is a house that I bought about a year ago and immediately pulled the carpeting out of the master bedroom in order to put laminate down.
Okay.
And found a very wavy concrete floor.
Yeah.
I also found a very wavy concrete floor in the garage that proved to be nearly impossible to strip and seal. And now I'd like to convert one of the existing bedrooms into like a laundry / utility room where I'd want to put tile down, being that it's likely going to be wet on a regular basis. And I'm thinking that wavy concrete floor is going to be a little bit of an issue for putting tile down. I'm wondering, is there some way that I can put something down to level that out before I put the tile down, or is that the kind of thing that I'm going to have to bring a concrete contractor in for?
Well, Romy, what's the product you poured over the top of your first home to level all the old concrete? It was a self-leveling, squeegee product, and
all I remember, it was polymer-based, and I had to mix it. I don't remember the exact product name, but I mean, you could get it at Cohills, you could get it at Marvell. Where? What's your zip code?
He's Whitman.
So
that'd be 85361.
Yeah, so your closest Marvell.
75th Avenue and
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
Yeah.
But there is a product that we will apply to old concrete before we want to acid stain it, to kind of take away the stains and the surface imperfections.
Gives you a brand new finished surface to work with.
And you literally poured it over the whole inside of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every place that you ripped the carpet up. And
linoleum flooring.
You squeegee it out. It's not a lot of troweling.
Actually, I hand troweled this one.
Okay.
But there are products you could do. You just mix it in a 5-gallon bucket at a time. Come in, pour a little bit, trowel it, back up, pour a little bit, trowel it. But there's multiple different finishes. I wanted kind of a rougher finish. I will say, in Whitman, where you're out in the rural area and there's a lot of still dust because there's no, you're not surrounded by a concrete jungle, a rough edge finish isn't the best idea because it's hard to clean. That dust can get in those edges and tear up a lot of
socks.
Mopping. Yeah. well, just even while you're mopping and cleaning. So I would.
My plan was actually to top it with either a ceramic or a porcelain tile.
Oh.
And not just leave the concrete exposed. So to me, you know, my thinking is surface finish doesn't really matter beyond whatever I would need for the glue that holds the tile down. The name escapes me.
Thinset,
yes. You know, whatever I need for that to stick to, it would be my only concern for surface finish, but you know, how it physically looks to me would be a non-issue.
Yeah, they make several products, and you can find them all at that Marvell, and they make them so they're self-leveling. So you just pour them out and step away, and it'll go out and let self-level itself to about 1/64th of an inch, and that's certainly sufficient for you to overcome with the 1/8-inch groove trowel, thinset trowel. So you'll be in good shape.
A lot of
all
those.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, man. Let us know how it turns out.
A lot of those, they don't even trowel. In that case, if you're doing it for tile.
Right.
They just pour it and let it water level.
Yeah.
Because it's so thin, it self levels itself. Ardex, is a name that comes to mind. I know they use that a lot for patch. I don't know if they make a self-floating, but again, you know, Marvell probably has 2 or 3 different products you could use for that.
They do. Hey, we've been on the road a lot lately between live broadcasts and whatnot. We're going to be on the road again.
First Saturday in December, always in Prescott. It's the Prescott is Arizona, officially Arizona's Christmas city. The first Saturday of the month will be.
It's one of my favorite weekends of the whole year.
It'll be their 43rd annual parade and 62nd annual courthouse lighting.
That's cool. So we'll be up there broadcasting from Jersey Lily Saloon balcony, watching the parade, having the Rosie on the House broadcast, and then that night they throw the switch on the courthouse square. And we've been there quite frankly, we've been there.
In T-shirts?
In T-shirts.
We've been there completely bundled and unprepared under 2 inches of snow.
Was that 3 years ago it snowed on us so heavy?
It might have been four.
3 or 4 years?
It was a while because Carol was still clogging. It was the coldest I had ever been.
That was a great weekend.
And it was a wet snow, so it got on your clothes and it melted and it just dripped to your core. It was...
Aren't you guys headed to Minnesota next week?
We just weren't prepared.
We'll be spending Thanksgiving in Minneapolis. Yep.
You're complaining about the cold and you're headed to Minnesota. All right.
Not living in it.
right. Got to go visit those grandchildren. So we'll be spending Thanksgiving there. But that Prescott broadcast, the Prescott Resort now that always has the big gingerbread village, mm-hmm. the gingerbread house village. Well, now they're putting an ice skating rink up there. So you'll be able to go up there and ice skate, do the Gingerbread Village tour.
Oh, man.
Come on down to the Courthouse Square and do the walk and see the parade. And it is one of my favorite Arizona weekends.
That ice skating, that'll encompass your full Christmas experience.
Yeah, so we talk about Arizona staycations all the time. If you've got those handyman and home improvement projects wrapped up where you can take a weekend off, come on and join us up at Prescott. That's the first weekend in December. And make sure you stay Saturday night so you can stay and watch the Courthouse Square lighting, because that's worth the whole event.
They come out and they read the story of Christmas and Bethlehem and the manger, and then
on the courthouse steps,
and then they sing carols, and then they do a countdown and a lighting.
It's a great Christmas event. Make it your family tradition right there in downtown Prescott. All right, we're talking about seven things that you can be thankful for living in Arizona. We've talked about a growing season that lasts almost all year long. We've talked about the great indoor-outdoor lifestyle transition zones that we have here in Arizona. We talk about a housing market with lots of options and a crisis-free geography. The other great advantage of living in Arizona is we're generally a mitten-free zone. It's not like you've got to have, a room where you walk in. I can't believe what our daughter and her husband have gone through. Both born and raised in Phoenix, moved to Minneapolis, have a beautiful little house south of Minneapolis there, a full basement, two-story house. Romy, as soon as you walk in the front door, it's kind of a little tight area, but there is a closet there. It's a normal-sized closet, about 2x2, where you open and you have a little 2-foot hanger bar for your clothes hangers. Mm-hmm. And that's full, okay? But with 3 kids in the winter, you walk in the front door, and it is, you have to stumble over the jackets and the mittens and the neck wraps and the boots and the snow cloggers and the snowsuits and the pullover onesies. It's unbelievable. You got to go through that obstacle course before you can even get to the kitchen.
And that takes up a lot of material. It sounds a lot like our house, but it's flip-flops and shorts and 7 bathing suits and some towels. Little bit different material-wise. It takes up a little less room than a big stuffed fur coat. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U if you'd like to join the conversation. Text available at 411-923 during the broadcast only, or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'd like to particularly thank all of our listeners who participated in the Dylan Strong campaign. They raised $120,000 for Dylan through Sanderson.